In Islamic Sharia law, theft is considered a serious offense, and the punishment for stealing is outlined in the Quran and Hadith, sayings and actions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The specific punishment may vary depending on the circumstances and the amount or value of what was stolen. Generally, there are two main types of theft-related punishments: had punishment, this is a fixed punishment specified by Islamic law for certain offenses, including theft. The had punishment for theft is cutting off the thief's hand. However, it is essential to note that this punishment has specific conditions and is not applied arbitrarily. Some of the conditions include the stolen item reaching a certain value, nisab, the theft being proven beyond a reasonable doubt, and the thief being an adult of sound mind. Tazir punishment, in cases where the conditions for the had punishment are not met, the judge has discretion to impose a tazir punishment. Tazir punishments are discretionary penalties that are not fixed by the Quran or Hadith. They allow for flexibility in dealing with specific situations. Tazir punishments may include imprisonment, fines, or other penalties deemed appropriate by the judge. It is important to highlight that Islamic law places a strong emphasis on justice, mercy, and fairness. Several principles and wisdom underlie the punishment for theft in Islamic Sharia law. Deterrence: the severity of the punishment serves as a deterrent to potential offenders, discouraging theft and promoting a sense of security within the society. Restitution: Islamic law also emphasizes the concept of restitution, requiring the thief to return the stolen property to its rightful owner if possible. This aspect aims to compensate the victim and restore justice. Social welfare: the punishment for theft is intended to maintain social order and protect the property rights of individuals, contributing to the overall well-being of the society.